Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. Dan Menigan is running things today. And Andrew Hody is taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. We're just talking a little Cavaliers, Andy, and I think there's still every reason for folks to get optimistic about a playoff run here. And maybe it lasts longer than one round. You know, that's the hope. Maybe it doesn't. We'll see. I think injuries are a key part of it, whether it's the Cavs' injuries or whether it's other teams' injuries. You know, like if they end up pulling the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round and Joel Embiid comes back, oh, goodness gracious, that's not what you're looking for. And you hope the Cavs can hang on and have home court advantage and everything else. But we talked about Mitchell, and we talked about the long-term implications here. And I just wonder, and tell me what you think.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the Cavs are in a situation where, with Donovan Mitchell coming back, is he or isn't he, free agent possibility after next season, you can't get caught, you know, holding the bag here, and you don't get proper return for him if he decides he wants to play elsewhere. Or if that happens, let's just say he decides he wants to leave, and you're going to trade him because you're going to have to if he wants to leave. I wonder if it leads to huge changes in the organization, and not just with him. And let's backtrack even a little bit. If it doesn't go well this playoff run, does it lead to big changes in the organization?
And that define big changes, though. Are you talking about
head coach, personnel?
Just head coach? Even front office?
No, personnel too. I don't know about front office. That's, you know, I think their front office has done a nice job. I think they have a very competitive team, but I wonder. I look at Oklahoma City, okay? Oklahoma City gutted their team and picked up first-round draft choices till the cows come home.
Right.
They're a half game out in the Western Conference.
Right.
With a really young team, really talented young team. And I think, should the Cavs go that route? However, only a half game behind them, Andy, in the standings, Minnesota. Is the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what did Minnesota do? Made the same kind of deal the Cavs made to get Rudy Gobert out of Utah. So Gobert left Utah and went to Minnesota. Mitchell leaves Utah and comes to Cleveland. And, you know, both teams that picked up the Utah Jazz guys are sitting in third place right now in their respective conferences. If they don't get the playoff run that everybody wants them to have, and I'm sure ownership wants them to have.
What is that? Win one series?
No, I don't think that's it.
You think they got to win two?
Well, what's deemed success? You know, I like a competitive team in the regular season, and then you see what happens. That usually isn't enough for most people. And so I wonder. I just think that the team is – I think the team is sitting on the cusp of what could be huge changes. And part of it might be deemed on postseason success, what happens this postseason. And then over the summer, whether they're able to work things out with Donovan Mitchell on a long-term basis. I honestly think that that's a huge thing.
I don't. I mean, how long can this franchise sit and say, okay, well, we're looking at what they went 1, 2, 3, 4. They went 5 years and only had played in one playoff series. But we haven't seen the playoffs since 2018.
Well,
we saw them last year, but prior to that, we hadn't seen it since 18.
You want me to throw something at you? Let me throw a thought at you.
Okay.
Let's say Mitchell decides he doesn't want to come back.
Then you got to trade him.
Okay. And you pick up a couple of number ones, right? Well, at that point, you want to trade Jared Allen? Get a number one. Want to trade Evan Mobley? Pick up two number ones. You want to trade Darius? All of a sudden, you've got your number ones that you sent to Utah doubled. You gave out three, you're getting six, something like that. I mean, do you want to go Oklahoma City route here? I don't think you do.
I wonder.
Well,
first of all, I think it all depends on what happens here as they hit the playoffs. And maybe they can stay where they are, they end up with Indiana, or maybe even if they lose a couple, they can end up flipping with Indiana. I'm just trying to think of series that the Cavaliers with Donovan Mitchell, it's a totally different story, but I'm not like freaking out about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see the Knicks. I don't want to see them at all.
The one thing
I don't want to see Miami.
Well, no,
and
but
we don't want. And
but you're going to have to beat these teams eventually in one way, shape, or form.
Right.
And either beat them or beat the team that
beat
them.
Who knows what Philly's going to look like? That's the other problem.
The one thing if you can keep, I just think either way, regardless, Andy, there are huge changes, huge things coming to this team. And it could mean Mitchell stays and you trade other guys because you saw what it looked like with Donovan Mitchell with the ball in his hands all the time. Why would you not give him the ball? I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So there, you know, you move on and you tinker with the roster. That's nothing about Darius. It's about the mix. Mark's in Euclid. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Mark.
Speak, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Not enough. Hey, fellas. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, we can. Now we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we got to tear the whole thing down if Donovan leaves, because I don't think Mobley is enough. He's definitely not number one, and I don't think he's a number two. So you tear this whole thing down. But the thing that's going to determine how far, if he stays or not, is if Mobley, what happens with Mobley in these playoffs. Because I think he's the key piece for Darius and Donovan Mitchell. What you think?
I've thought he's the key piece all along, Mark.
Yeah,
you have a 6'11 guy who's capable of some really big things, but I don't know if he's going to reach everything that he's capable of if he's playing with two guards who need to score a combined 40-some points between them.
But, Jeff, if you look at it, he's getting more touches than he did last year. You know, he got more touches in the playoffs than he did the regular season. So the guy's getting his touches. He's just not developing. And you can't have him and Allen in that paint like that. He has to get an outside shot. Without an outside shot, there's no need for two bigs in there. I mean, he's not doing it. He's not spreading the court out for it. I know that's your dude, Jeff.
Mark, let me make an absurd comment for you, but I want you to think about it. How did it work with Tim Duncan and David Robinson in San Antonio?
Worked it lovely.
Neither guy had an outside shot.
You're right about that.
So coach it up.
I don't know if they can with the guy, man, because he's a defensive present. And he helps our defense because he's one of the best defensive players in the game. That's why we can ball with two short guards and still be a number one defensive team. But the guy in this day and age, Jeff, he got to get an outside shot. I don't think he can do it.
It's got to come around. He actually is averaging fewer shots a game, Mark, than he did in his first 2 years.
But touches, he's getting the touches. He's getting the most touches in the paint.
Touches are one thing and shots are another, Mark. First 2 years he took 12 shots a game. He's taking 11 shots a game now. I don't know how you extend your development, Andy, if that's the case, personally. Abner's on West Boulevard.
Try not being hurt, too. That helps.
Hi, Abner.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Hey, Abner.
I had relatives who lived on West Boulevard.
Yes, yes. Beautiful day in Cleveland. But let me tell you guys something, all right? I got 2 points I want to make. I'm being so very honest here. Going into the playoffs, I am so very scared. I think we're going to get swept in the first round by any team we play. And let me break it down for you why. Heat, they're going to beat us in the first round. Knicks, they're going to beat us. I don't got to say nothing about the Bucks or Celtics, right? And then who else is in the – let me look. The only teams that I really do think we could probably
– Indiana.
Beat, might be the Indiana or Magic. That's it. And you know what? Ken Carmen about a couple weeks ago said, give us the Knicks to show if we improved or not. And I agree with that point. That is a great point because right now, man, it looks like a mess, man. And the thing is, I don't understand NBA in terms of this. We have a great team. This is a really good team. How much more do you need to compete in the NBA? Like we have a bunch of star-studded players that are very good, great players. Like, what do you need? A Chet Holmgren more? Like,
well, you need to be healthy. That, I mean, let's just do the obvious
continuity.
Stuff. Yeah, and maybe, I mean, against the Knicks last year, you needed to be tougher. I don't think there's any question.
I think if they played the Knicks this year, I'd take the Cavs, Andy. I think they're an improved basketball team, and a lot of the reason why is because of continuity. That said, and there are a lot of tough matchups in the Eastern Conference, and I could see a number of teams being a playoff team you don't want to play in the first round. Desmond in New York City. Hi, Des.
What's up, Des?
Jeff, did I just hear you say you think the Cavs would beat the Knicks in the playoffs?
I do think that would happen this year, Desmond, but I say that I think the Knicks are a heck of a team.
Oh. It'd be a sweep for the Knicks. I mean, the Cavs won't win a single game.
It's possible. Like, you never know. Last year I took the Knicks, I believe.
The nightmare scenario is playing out for the Cavs. They're probably going to drop to the 6 seed. The Knicks are going to be the 3. So you're going to face the Knicks in the first round. You're going to get swept. And with Donovan, if he wanted to stay, he would have signed the extension already. He'd be there already.
Desmond, I kind of think that too.
He would have signed it already. Let's stop playing games. It's the same thing over and over. He's not staying. Trade him, and I have a trade package for you for the Knicks.
Good.
I know that they don't want to trade him to the Knicks. They'd probably have to get a third team involved. But we'll give you three. The Knicks have 11 first-round picks in the next 3 years. We'll give you 3 first-round picks, Mitchell Robinson, Bogey, Burks, and we might even throw in another player. But not Deuce. We're not Deuce McBride. But we'll give you Burks, Bogey, Mitchell Robinson, the best offensive rebounder in the NBA, and 3 first-round picks. With those picks, and then you could trade Garland, you could trade Mobley, you can keep Jared Allen, and just build around Jared Allen and get some shooters. You can have a good team in no time. You do what the Thunder did, because the Cavs are going nowhere presently, and this team is not well constructed. I do agree that any team they will face in the playoffs in the East would beat them, including the Magic. Don't sleep on the Magic. The Magic have 2 of the best young wings in the NBA. And I'm afraid of the Magic. That's a team I'm.
They've got some really nice young talent, don't they, Des?
But you know, you're going to have to bite the bullet on Donovan. He's not staying. He would have signed already. And this year, it looks like a 3-6 matchup for the Knicks and Cavs.
Des, thank you. I hate to cut you off. Let's keep calling as the playoffs approach. Desmond, with some actually.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Solid thoughts there. I think
he would have taken it, though. If you would have given him 2 or 3 minutes, he would have gone off.
Well, that's okay, but we didn't have it. I do think big things are going to happen for the Cavs this offseason one way or another. And whether it means Mitchell re-signs or Mitchell doesn't re-sign and they trade him, or he re-signs and they trade somebody else, and the playoffs will have a lot to do with all kinds of things. So I think big decisions are coming. Big decisions have been made by the Guardians. Are they the right decisions? And is my optimism completely misplaced on this season? Because I kind of think it is. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.